Blog Talk Radio.
Power down.
I need
you
healing power.
Oh God, I need your healing power.
Somebody know what I'm talking about. At the cross. At the cross. Where I first saw the light. And the word of my heart just rolled away. Oh, it was there by faith I received my sight. And now I am happy all the day. He's all I need. He's all I need. Just Jesus. He's all I need. He's all I need. He's all I need. Just Jesus.
Yeah. listen, I want you to take the next 20 seconds and testify. I want you to look at somebody and tell them the devil's trying, but I'm still here. The devil's trying, but I'm still here.
Purify our hearts, Lord. Purify our hearts, Lord. Sanctify my heart, Lord. Sanctify my heart, Lord. Oh, Lord, we need you. We need to see you. Oh, Father, tonight we're desperate for you. Now let your glory settle here. Y'all help me say, purify. It's real simple, church. Say purify.
Purify.
Ask him to sanctify my heart.
Sanctify.
Sing, children. Say
sanctify.
Hey, here we go. Oh, Lord, we need you. You say it. Come on.
Oh, Lord, we need you.
Hallelujah, praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Blessed Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, we worship you, O God. We glorify your name, O God. Your name, O God, is worthy of praise and glory and honor. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, that your angels were watching over us. You sent your angels to watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, O God, for the battles that you fought for us, the ones we know of and the ones that we do not know of. We thank you. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our grandchildren. Thank you, Lord, for our nieces and our nephews. Thank you, O God, for our siblings, O God. We bless you. We thank you, Father, for our spouses. Father, thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice. Thank you for the mothers. Thank you, Lord, for every member of I Am That I Am Prayer Ministry. Thank you for their faithfulness unto you, Almighty God. We bless you and we thank you. Father God, we adore you. We worship you. We love you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we ask you to move in our midst this morning. Move in our hearts, in our spirit man. Move in our minds, our thoughts. Move in our lives, Holy Spirit. We submit to you, Holy Spirit. We surrender to you, Spirit of the living God. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us of all our sins. Lord, we are sorry for all that we've done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. We ask you this morning for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. So, Father, we ask you to release your mercy in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, O God, as from all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Father, we love you. Father, we need you. Father, we glorify you. Lord, you are awesome. Be merciful unto each and every one of us. Mercy for our spouses. Mercy for our children. Mercy for our grandchildren. Mercy for all those that are connected to us. Mercy, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we release the blood of Jesus over the airwaves, the cyberspace, the networks. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus Christ. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, the blood that gives us that strength from day to day. For God, your strength is made perfect in our weakness. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the healing, for restoration, reconciliation, redemption, justification, sanctification, deliverance that comes through the blood of Jesus. The shedding of the blood of Jesus, there is no remission of sin. Father, you wash away our sins. There's no more covering us for 1 year as in the tabernacle of Moses. But once and for all, you paid the price. And so we thank you for Genesis 3:15, your prophetic word being fulfilled. All your words, every prophecy spoken in our lives, every prophecy in your word, Lord, will surely come to pass. And so, Lord, we believe, we trust you, oh God. We trust you with all our hearts, souls, and minds. Our life is not our own. Oh God, we are vessels used to bring glory, honor to your name. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for imparting your love, your compassion, your humility, oh God, within us. Even when we make mistakes, we thank you for the Holy Spirit bringing us back and giving into conviction that we can boldly and unashamedly ask you for mercy. Oh God, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, Father God, you provide for us. You are our provider. You are our all in all. Father, we claim all the breakthroughs and the benefits that is in the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for salvation in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we have treasures in our earthen vessels. Treasures that you have put in us to bring glory and honor to your name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we did not come empty-handed. Oh God, you sent us with gifts, with talent, to bring glory and honor to your name. You send us with gifts and talents to reach out to others, to receive Christ as their personal Savior, to evangelize. And Lord, we pray that our lives will bring glory and honor, the way we live, the way we talk, the things we do will bring honor and glory to your name. We pray, Lord, let our speech always be seasoned with salt. Oh God, let every conversation that we have bring honor and glory to your name. Take away jesting and idle talk, oh God, because you said in your word we will be judged by jesting, judged by idle talk. But God, every word we speak, let it bring honor to your name and glory to your name. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let us be a blessing. Kingdom of God, let us not be a curse to the kingdom of God. Help us to walk by the Spirit and not by flesh. Oh God, we yearn to be closest to you. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you have granted up us that. And so, Father, when you took that last breath on the cross, you said, "It is finished." The veil of the temple was torn. Therefore, now we can come boldly to the throne of grace. There's no more division. Father God, when that curtain tore, the cherubims were removed from the Garden of Eden. That means we have access, oh God, but it's what we want. It is all about us, whether we want to go deeper or whether we just want to stay where we are. And so, Lord, some of us want to go deeper, want to know you more and more. And we thank you for giving us access. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, you said to John, come up higher. There's so many things you have to show us. And so, Father, we take your invitation to come up higher. Lord, open our eyes of understanding. Give us understanding, revelation with understanding. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, empower us. Holy Ghost, fill us up to an overflow. Pray, Lord, that healing, deliverance, restoration is taking place even as we are praying. Not your will, not our will, oh God, but thy will be done. So, Lord, we thank you for this morning, second and minute of our lives. We thank you for your mighty move. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you. You are the best kind of friend. Thank you. We have a friend who will never leave us or forsake us. Have a friend who will never betray us. That even though you know everything about us, we can sing you openly, honestly to you, oh God. And Lord, we know that you will perfect what concerns us. And so, Father, let the glory of the Lord arise upon us. Let the glory of the Lord arise upon us. Let the glory of the Lord settle in our hearts, in our thoughts, in our minds. Glory, the glory of God settle in our homes. The glory, you are the lifter of our head. Thank you that when the enemy came against us like a flood, you raised up a standard against the enemy. We thank you, Lord, for teaching us to love as you love. Oh, God, even though there are times that it is so difficult to love the unlovable, we can only do that by your grace. So we thank you, Lord, for your grace. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the fruit of the Holy Spirit being developed in our lives. That the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the nine fruits, will be full and ripe, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That when people see us, they will see Christ in us. The Lord, it is not by might or power, but by your Spirit. It is not what the work that we do, but only by your grace. Thank you, Lord, that you choose us. You ordain us. So, Father, we thank you for the empowerment. We thank you, Lord, finishing that every assignment you give to each of us when we enter into this world. And daughters, oh God, will know the purpose and their specific assignment. Oh Father, and we pray for faith as we run this race. We pray for strength. We pray for wisdom. Father, at the end of our lives, when we take that last breath, we will know that finish all that you have given us to do, that we have fulfilled our purpose and our destiny, just like Jesus said, it is finished. That we can say, we will say, it is finished. That we have poured out everything that you have poured in us. And Father, death will have no power over us. Victory in Christ Jesus. So we thank you that everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, they will fulfill the divine purpose and destiny in the name of Jesus. And those that do not know their purpose and destiny, Holy Spirit, reveal to them that did not, none of us came here for nothing. We came to fulfill your will. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We are our brothers and sisters' keepers. So let us always be mindful that we are. And help those that are in need. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you. Bless you. We come against every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown. We cancel every work of darkness. In the name of Jesus. We cancel every plan of the enemy against our lives, against our destinies. We cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus, and we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives in the name of Jesus. Let your love flow, your grace, your mercy. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And amen. Good morning to those of you that's just joining us. Hallelujah. I am Apostle Marco Puyaboyi from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this morning. Hallelujah. Can you turn your Bibles with me to the book of Matthew 21:1-11. Hallelujah. When the Lord deals with me with scriptures, he lets me finish what he wants, what he desires for me to finish. Oh, God, I'm only a vessel being used by God. And I pray that you hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with a colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see your king comes to you, gentle, and riding on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them. The disciples placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, cut branches from the trees, and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him, those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" Crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O God. You are my strength and my redeemer. As I bring this word, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, O God. All of you, O God, and none of me. We thank you for the word that is coming forth. We receive it in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Yesterday, sorry, we had a little problem with the line, so I couldn't go over certain things, so I just did an overview. But I want you to look at verses 7. They brought the donkey and a colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. One, number two, verse 8. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road. Two, cloaks on the road. While others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Crowds that went ahead of him shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. So let's look at the first group. The disciples, Jesus sent two disciples, they brought the donkey and the colt. And what did they do? The disciples placed them on the donkey and the colt. They placed their cloaks. We talk about the cloaks being surrendering on them for Jesus to sit on. So when we look at the disciples, you know, the others did not put the cloaks on the donkey, but the disciples did that. Those that were closest to Jesus. Matthew 16:24-26. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? These disciples took up the cross. There are many disciples, but these 12 was with Jesus. And we know, except the son of Judas, he was with Jesus, but he did exactly, you know, as the scripture said, he would do, the son of perdition, and he betrayed Jesus. Hallelujah. But we're going to look at the disciples that follow after Jesus. That means they gave up everything to follow him. He said, follow me, I will make you one t-shirt of men. And so they walked with Jesus. They were most intimate with Jesus. They saw more than anyone saw. They was with Jesus 24/7. Even when you go in with the first miracle, the disciples were there with Jesus. Even among the 12, there were 3 that was closest to him. John, James, and Peter. Yeah, were close to him that saw the transfiguration. Hallelujah, they were closest to him. To be close to Jesus is to sacrifice your life. No more I, but Christ that lives inside of me, is to give it all up for Jesus. It is not that you walk by the Spirit of God. It's not a second guessing that you totally, completely trust in him. You totally trust him and you love him. And you're willing to lay down your life for Jesus. You're willing to go to the utmost for Jesus. Hallelujah. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? You are ready to give it all to him. Hallelujah. And those are the ones that would take their cloak and put it on the donkey and the fall for Jesus to sit on. As Jesus sits on that, those the cloak, you can't move when Jesus sits on you. Obedient to do what he's called you to do. Hallelujah. You are willing and you are obedient. It is no more you, but Christ that lives inside of you. Hallelujah. Am I saying there will not be different things in your life? In fact, life, yeah, might be a little difficult. You will be rejected. Things you will go through because you are following Jesus. You have surrendered to Jesus. You are a servant who has totally committed their life. Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane, Father, take this cup from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. There's a song that I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. You see, when you decide to follow him, you fall in love with Jesus. And that's the point that you should be rich, falling in love, that you're willing to give it all up, give you lay your life down for Jesus. This world is not our home. We are just here to do the will of God. Hallelujah. And that's why we're here. So we do not look at the things. There's no one I've ever heard took the U-Haul to their grave. No. You're not here. You are here if your desire should be to put your cloak on that donkey. Hallelujah. Willing to follow him all the way. All the way my Savior leads me. And you follow. You obey. You submit. Look, when you're following Jesus, you do not hear the voice of strangers. You're not double-minded. What do you do when you follow Jesus? You love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. All. They didn't say some. All. You love your neighbors as you love yourself. Those are the two greatest commandments. Hallelujah. So there are times we need to do an inventory as we want to be treated. Have we given Jesus our all and all? Hallelujah. And if perhaps you haven't, we ask for mercy and for the Holy Spirit to help us, because that's why he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you the Holy Spirit. When you do these things on your own without the Holy Spirit, you are comforted. You are comforted. You don't have that peace. It's difficult for you to do because you do it in your strength. Your strength will fail you. But you do it in the strength of Jesus. His strength is made perfect in your weakness. That means even when you tire, he strengthens you. You surrender to him. It will be difficult, my sisters and brothers. Can I say it is difficult in your human flesh? Yes. But when you surrender, Lord, not me, but you, when you give it all to him, most importantly, desire in your heart. Many of us can make it because we have fallen in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the point you want to reach. Even if you're like the 12 disciples, you want to be like the three, even closer to him. Hallelujah. Amen. This is should be your desire in this season, to learn more about him, to surrender to him, to live for him. Hallelujah. No more you, Christ, that lives inside of you. Sometimes you ask, can someone see Jesus in me? Hallelujah. Smith Wilkersworth said, Lord, burn everything in me so no one can see me. Jesus in me. Hallelujah. And when we come to that level and that point, we do, the glory of God is at the highest in us. When we come like Apostle Paul, when he surrendered and they began to spread the gospel, just his clothing, they made aprons, and healing took place just from his clothing. Hallelujah. The shadow of Peter healed. That's how you want to be with Jesus. That's how we should desire to be with Jesus. Hallelujah. How far are we willing to go? Well, how far? Take up the cross and follow him, my dear. Give it up for Jesus. That's why the Bible says, step a man die. So what? The cross, when you die, that means your flesh is dying, has died. That corn goes in the ground and it dies in the ground. It turns to a seed in that darkness and it grows afterwards. That's when you become fruitful. That's when you're not double-minded. You can't. No one will tell you what to do. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. It is not upon no one, not your mother, not your father, not your children, not your husband. It is about Jesus Christ, who paid the price, Calvary, for you. How many of you this morning are willing to put their cloaks on the donkey and the fowl? How many of you are willing for Jesus to sit down? Total surrender. Surrender. Is it easy? No, but his grace is sufficient for you. We need to literally give our all in all to Jesus. There are times that when you read history about the early Christians, when they went into cities and towns, there was no crime because they were there. When they walked, miracles and signs and wonders took place because they carried the presence of the Lord. Smith's work was worth. When he slept in the different inns, everybody ran for the sheet that he slept on. Why? Because the glory was so much. And him, people started getting healed and delivered just from the sheets he slept. How many of us, we can sleep on our sheets and take the sheets of healing and deliverance? No, no, we haven't gotten there. We have to come to that point. Burn everything in me, oh God, that is not of you. And fill me up with the Holy Spirit. Let me walk by your grace. Surrender to him. Sacrifice. Hallelujah. What does that profit a man? To gain the whole world and lose his soul. So I'm going to end with this. What happened to Jesus' 12 disciples? James, who was closest, one of the first, the three who saw the transfiguration, James and John and Peter. James, the son of Zebedee, he was executed by Herod in 44 A.D., Acts 12, 2. Read it. Take your time and read it. Hallelujah. What happened to Peter and what happened to Paul? Peter was beheaded. Paul was beheaded. Peter was crucified upside down at his request, since he did not feel he was worthy to die in the same manner as his Lord. Andrew went to the land of the man-eaters in what is now the Soviet Union. Some of the Christians claim him as the first bring the gospel to the land. He went to the Soviet Union. He preached, Andrew preached in Asia Minor, which is Turkey, modern day Turkey, in Greece. And he was what? Crucified. What happened to Thomas? You remember Doubting Thomas? He was probably the most active in the area east of Syria. The tradition has him preaching as far east as India. That the Christians, the Marufama Christians, call him their leader. You see these people spread the gospel. They claim that he died there when pierced through with spears of four soldiers. Papa ministry in North Carthage, in North Africa, then in Asia Minor, where he converted the wife of a Roman proconsul. In retaliation, the proconsul has Philip arrested and cruelly put to death. Matthew, the tax collector and writer of a gospel, ministered in Persia and Ethiopia. Some of the reports say while he was not martyred, while others say he was stabbed to death in Ethiopia. Bartholomew had widespread ministers travels. Said he went to India with Thomas, to Armenia, also to Ethiopia. You see, they spread the gospel of Southern Arabia. He said this is how he met his death too, as a martyr, Bartholomew. James, the other James, the son of Alphaeus, is one of the least three James referred to in the Testament. We found that he was torn and clubbed to death according to the historian Josephus. Then Simon the Zealot said he was killed after refusing to sacrifice to the sun god. Matthias, remember who replaced Judas? He went to Syria with Andrew, and he was burned to death. John, the disciple that Jesus loved, the only one of the disciples that died a natural death from old age. John is the one that saw the Lord reveal the book of Revelation to who talk about the end time. But John went through so many things also. John was the one that Jesus asked him to take care of his mother Mary. He wrote the last book of the New Testament, Revelation. Once there, when we look at, when you go into Christian history, John was once put in a boiling oil. Did he get hurt? No. Hallelujah. And so when you follow Jesus, you might not be like a martyr or whatever. And I'm not saying that everyone that follows Jesus will be a martyr. No. I'm saying to you, you give everything to Christ. You spread that gospel. Go and preach the gospel relentlessly. Hallelujah. You don't need to stay in fancy hotels. You can go in villages. You can preach the gospel in your neighborhood. You can spread the gospel by how you live. You can spread the gospel by reaching out to others. It takes sacrifice. So many ways, depending on your assignment. But you must give Jesus 100%+. It is no more you, no more I, but Christ that lives inside. So this morning, seriously, think about it. And I'm thinking about it too. Are you willing to spread your cloak? Spread, put your cloak on the donkey for Jesus to ride on. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning for this word. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Only by your grace you can do these things. So, Lord, we thank you and we bless your name. Touch each and every one under the sound of our voice. Holy Spirit, move in our heart. Let us take self-inventory of ourselves. If we do not even love our neighbors, how can we love Jesus? We want to fall in love with Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. Thank you for joining us.